Would you talk a little bit about what your current algorithm is for the management of metastatic thyroid cancer, radioiodine resistant, in terms of, you know, how you sequence various agents?
Yeah, it's a good question. I think now when people come in, we have to look at them independently, and there's really nothing wrong with observation. So when we look at clinical studies, there is a non-therapeutic study we're enrolling patients on. It's called RIFTOS, where we're actually looking at the time people become refractory to iodine to when they actually go on a TKI. So that popular patients is being observed. So we look at their degree of progression. Are they asymptomatic? And those patients, you know, are treated with observation, and there's nothing wrong, you know, with that. When they come to the point where the tumor is growing more quickly or they're experiencing symptoms, then we target them with treatments at that point. So sorafenib is indicated as frontline. Lenvatinib has a front and second line indication. So I kind of look at the patients individually. And in my experience, this is kind of anecdotal, some people who have received lenvatinib then had sorafenib, because we'll go to that if they progress on lenvatinib, seem not to do as well. So I look at the patient, and the patient is relatively experiencing mild symptoms, or the degree of growth is such not causing them problems, but growing, I'll start with the sorafenib first, and then once they progressed, I'll go to lenvatinib. Now, take the gentleman I described to you in this case with the tracheal mass. I'm not going to start sorafenib in that guy. I mean, because if he responds, it's going to be very small. You know, I want a robust, big response if I'm going to get a response. So I will start with lenvatinib with those patients. So I look at the tumor burden and the degree of symptomatology, and if it's pretty severe, then I'll start with lenvatinib in those patients. And then if someone fails lenvatinib, I will go to another TKI. Sorafenib is approved, and so it's not hard to get. So I will write for sorafenib, you know, afterwards. And then we have these clinical trials, you know, coming open. So hopefully we'll learn more. There is data, too, that's been published now, Bros et al., with vemurafenib in patients who are BRAF expressors with some, you know, modest responses. So that may be an alternative therapy for them. Again, the clinical trial that we're writing with the mTOR inhibitor and the oral chemotherapy may be another option as well. So that's how I approach them.